Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho, brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is October 9th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast on all our channels, YouTube, X, Spotify, Instagram, iTunes, and we are streaming on your favorite podcasting service. So please look up Jersey Boys Sports Talk, leave us a rating and a review. It'll help us out tremendously. We are streaming live every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Facebook and on YouTube at 8 p.m. Let's just jump right into the show because they're getting ready to play. And I'm going to pause this for a little bit because I like to hear. Nah, I'm not going to pause it. Heck with it. All right, let's get it going. Mr. Byron Jones, how are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful. I'm preparing for the cold weather. It's supposed to be 48 degrees up here tonight.
48. So what's it in the stadium? Is that be like under, like close to 30 maybe?
No, this is where I live. No, it probably ain't going to be that bad there, but I'm saying where I'm at, where I live, is 48 degrees.
Interesting. Well, where I'm at, it's like 80 something.
Whatever, man. I'm a hater.
That's okay, but I'm 80 something. My leg is lumped up I'm in a elevated position right now. My surgery. We'll talk about that in a little bit. All right. Well, let's welcome to the show one of our favorite guests and co-host, Mr. the host of the Donut Bag, Mr. Joey Toscano, Joey Bag of Donuts. What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hello, good evening.
What's going on, brother? All righty, so we got a lot to talk about. Especially we got the Giants and Philly playing today. They're getting ready. I've watched them going on the field, and we got a lot to talk about. We got to see what's going on in Pittsburgh, and we are going to get go. Oh, I forgot to tell. Let me text my buddy out to he's a bit, by the way, one of my neighbors. The last couple of months, remember I was judging Miss International? Well, he lives in the building, and he's a major Pittsburgh fan. Major Pittsburgh. I didn't know that. I met his sister on Sunday. She had a Steelers shirt on. He's got season tickets. Season tickets, like family generations. Hold on a second. So what's going on, Joey? All right, Byron, say hi to Joey. I'm going to put myself on mute.
Hello, what's up?
What are you thinking about this game tonight?
Man, they're gonna get blown up. Saquon's gonna go for 300 yards tonight.
I don't know. I think Philly has some problems. I think the Giants might surprise them.
Yeah, the Giants are awful, man. The more I look at them, the more my stomach starts hurting every time I watch them.
I wonder if neighbors didn't get hurt, if they would have been much better.
No, because him, nobody else. Him and nobody else. And they're going to prove that tonight because Slayton is not playing. So, they're going to wheel out.
They have nobody. Jones, what?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be... it's gonna be interesting, and hey, what's better to get right when you get opposite, a bad, rushing, stopping defense, which the Giants is, the 6.4 carry, and then you have a team that's, in turmoil, turn around and hand it to the Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, but it's a rivalry game. You throw all that stuff out the window, although. It seems historic, like lately, Giants haven't done so well against the Eagles. So,
the last time we beat them, I had black hair. My hair was black, not gray. that's a long time ago.
Yeah, but at least you have your quarterback now. Maybe. Everybody wanted him in. Now he's in. So
he's all in.
Yeah.
They're gonna complain. When they go to the Giant thing, they're complaining already.
Can you hear me? It took me all that time to figure out how to share the link. I had to share the link with my Pittsburgh buddy. All righty. So let's get on. Let's see what we got in the banners. Read the banners out loud. Yes, Santiago. Giants, 26 Saints. All right, so look. First of all, where do you want to start, Byron? Tell me where you want to start. We can either start about the Saints game, or we can just get right into it with Dart. We can get into it with Philly. What do you want to get into? Ooh, look at Dexter Lawrence.
Right now, about how bad the Giants are, when they played the Saints, how bad the game was.
Okay.
Right there.
So
let's start right there.
All right, let's start right there. So let's go. Giants 14, Saints 26. Jack Dart passed for 202 yards and 2 touchdowns. Okay. So the week before when Dart won the game, right? But we won last week, right, Byron? We should have beat the Saints. This is terrible. Remember we said, Joey, we weren't on the show at that time. We talked about, look, don't forget that Daniel Jones won his first game too. Right. Everyone got all excited, take it easy. And when we looked at the game numbers, I like Jackson Dart. Hopefully he does well. Same thing. I like him better than I like Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones is lighting it up. So we can say whatever we want. But at least this kid slides. Like he's got a little bit more moxie to him. Indiana's got a better infrastructure of a team. But, people get too excited too quick. Right. I mean, they get too excited too quick. I like the kid. We need to play better on defense, right? And we got to hold the ball. I mean, I like Scadaboo, but that fumble was killing us. Penalties are killing us. Turnovers are killing us. You know what I mean? And then we're not really running a good offense. So it goes back to, again, when we won that game with Jackson Dart, we won it on the defensive side of the ball. We didn't win it on the offensive side. Did he have a couple touchdowns? Sure. But he had, less than 200 yards? I mean, it wasn't like an impressive quarterback game. Right, we had picks, we had fumbles, we had interceptions. So, at the end of the day, we need to focus on our defense and we got to not lose the game, because the game we lost was 26-14, right? One was a fumble return for touchdown, right? I mean, it's terrible. I'll go through the numbers now, but anyhow, that's my comments on that. Joey, what are your thoughts on that?
The Saints really stink, and that was embarrassing. It's not, but the Chargers are good, so it's just confusing. But you got your quarterback now, and you're just gonna have to live with it. The thing that really hurts, and I think the Giants might have been okay if Neighbors didn't get hurt. If Neighbors didn't get hurt, that would have made Dart look a lot better, and now he's gone. That there was really nobody on the offense, so that just hurts them. But hey, this is just going to have to be a growing pain season. See if Dart is the guy. See if he could do something. Otherwise, this might be a lost season. It's just a big evaluation of Dart at this point.
Was, I don't know, this NFL game streaming on NFL HD. Byron?
Man, I'm going to tell the truth, man. I'm going to be the truth teller. This is a bad football team. It really is. I predicted them. I wanted them to win the division or whatever. They'll be lucky to win. When you look at their schedule, they'd be lucky to win 3 games the rest of the year. 3. Where can I start? The offensive line was . The turnovers were killer. We put Jalen Hyatt he was in the game, and when he should have blocked somebody, he didn't. He sort of stood there, and Jackson Dart got in his face, a little bit, as far as him not blocking for him. Scadaboo, he runs hard,
like that.
He fumbles, whatever. Yeah, I like that with him. And that style doesn't last forever. But what he's doing now, he's bringing some energy to this team. Defensively, we need to play a lot better than what we had, because during the course of the week, Shane Rattler, the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, called out pretty much the defensive quarter, how predictable that they were, you know, as far as the coverages. And guess what? The 87-yard bomb, you know, to the receiver. He called our, basically our cornerbacks stink. They do. The cornerbacks stink. The safety stink. They're bad. I think tonight, Flott is supposed to start instead of you know, like full time instead of Deion Banks. But dude, this is a bad team, man.
So I think they stink.
I think the word
of the hour is stink. Would you agree, Joe?
It sounds like it.
All right, it sounds like it. All right, so look, let me give you some numbers. Again, you know, I used to bother Santiago. Santiago was big on going on stats, but he would give stats for every game, and some were meaning like, this guy rushed for 43 yards. Like, who cares? Like, unless he's a superstar. Like, I don't care. What I care about, team stats. Again, this is a Dable, Shane, I don't care. You know how I feel about those guys. Don't like them. Okay, they ain't whispering nothing. There ain't no quarterback whispering nothing. We need a defensive coach. Okay, look at these numbers. Just right off the bat, Byron, 8 penalties, 95 yards. Another game with 100 yards in penalties. You can't win when your team stinks, as you so profoundly stated, okay? When you're giving 100 yards to the other team, you're going in the wrong direction. Pretty much, you're just going backwards the entire length of the field, okay? 100 yards. That's the second game, number one. They only lost by 12 points, okay? We had 3 fumbles. Look, I don't care what you – we had more plays than them. We allowed 1 sack, no big deal. 2 punts, okay. 95 yards to their 43. We lost 3 fumbles. We threw 2 interceptions. And we still had the ball for 31. We had the ball for like 3 minutes more than the other team. Okay? We had more first downs, right? Third down efficiency was terrible. They were like, we're 30%. They were 50%, right? Total plays, we had 8 more plays. But bottom line is, you're not going to win a game giving up 100 yards in penalties, 3 fumbles, and 2 interceptions. Okay? That's 5 times you turned the ball over, and 1 was for a touchdown, unless there was a second one that I didn't see. Byron?
No. That was it. The long fumble recovery.
Man, I like Scatter, but look, even if you and he made a mistake, stuff happens. I'm not going to criticize him, but for me, it's about the penalties. And we had 2 more fumbles, and then we threw. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Third most penalized team in the NFL is the Giants. So there you go.
Who's the top 2?
Minnesota and New England.
Minnesota and New England. Interesting, and they're actually playing pretty well. Yeah,
both of them.
Yeah, but they're, you know, right now, what's his name? Drake May's playing pretty good football. Vrabel's a good coach, right? But isn't Vrabel a defensive coach?
Yes.
He'll fix it.
Okay. He's a defensive coach. Okay, what was Belichick?
Definitely a defensive coach.
Defensive coach, right? Now, he's getting his butt kicked in North Carolina, but at the end of the day, defensive coach, right? Now, Minnesota, you got an offensive coach, but that – team is built for offenses, right? Because look at it, they're just plugging in quarterbacks and those guys are putting up numbers. But you can't be a
they got Brian Flores as a deep chief.
And they that's true. And he's playing good defense. That's no joke, too. Yeah, Brian Flores is a great defensive coordinator. But again, what do you got, Joe? What was I gonna tell you? Third most penalties. Joe, does it say how many penalties? How many yards in penalties so far?
How many yards in penalties? Yeah. 415. So you're right. Almost 100 yards per game.
5 games, 400 yards in penalties. I guarantee you the only game we didn't have 100 yards in penalties is the only game we won.
Probably.
All the games we lost, we were already close to 100 yards. We're starting the game negative 100. Oh, yeah, Barkley's already going off. Okay, So look, it's just, but look, Byron, let me tell you, the Chargers lost to Washington. The Chargers got a problem. Like, there's a problem in that. Look, I'm going to stand corrected. I didn't think Denver's got a shot. And you know I don't like Sean Payton. Denver's got a shot taking over that conference.
I picked Denver.
Yeah, you did. I didn't think that Harbaugh would let his team go down. He lost to the Giants and he lost to Washington. He lost to two NFC East teams.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of injuries on the offensive line. Their offensive line is pretty banged up. Like, you know, and that's his bread and butter, you know, as far as him wanting to run the ball. And, you know, they're missing, you know, Alt and Slater is done for the season. So they're pretty good, you know, when they have
them. I got another stat. Guess where the Giants are in turnovers this year? They are fourth in the NFL in most turnovers.
Fourth. How many? Giants committed 5 turnovers in this game. One was for a touchdown. How many turnovers?
I believe it's like, I think 8
in 5 games. Almost 2 a game. Okay,
that is one of the biggest indicators of whether a team will win or lose or not is who wins the turnover battle. Yep. So yeah, that's okay, bad.
But here's the sad part. We turned the ball over. Here's what something's wrong with the discipline when it comes to the penalties, because those penalties combined with turnovers become a problem. If we didn't have the penalties, we probably still had a shot at winning the game. Okay. Why? Because we still had the ball more than they did. We ran more plays than they did, right? But penalties kept holding us back. So maybe the reason why we ran more plays is because we kept penalizing and it was down over again. Maybe that's why we had more plays. But, you know, you can't be a bad team. Oh, the Philly's kicking. You can't be a bad team and lose the turnover and lose the penalties. And where does that come from, Byron? You know, turnovers is turnovers. It's a problem. But penalties?
What does that say about a team? Bad coaching, not discipline.
Discipline.
Exactly.
Discipline. Right? You're getting penalties. That's a discipline issue, which goes right to the top. And like I said, we're 100 yards penalties within the first 4 games. So, we got a problem, right? So the only thing we got going for us is, you know, obviously Philly's winning, but you know, there seems to be, you know, that they had a private conversation, Barkley, AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts. What do you think that was about, Byron?
Just the dysfunction going. You know, they have a couple guys that are hurt on the offensive line. Okay, that's a big part of, you know, of their whole identity, where they want to run the ball. Then AJ Brown is not being fed the ball, you know, the way he was, you know, in the past. He doesn't have that many catches at all. Him and Devontae Smith, Barkley. You know, the identity is running the ball with Barkley. He really doesn't even have that many yards yet.
So he doesn't have that many carries. He had 6 carries the other day.
Too many cooks in the kitchen. That's the problem with Philly. You mean to tell me they were 4-0 and AJ Brown is complaining that that he's not getting the ball enough? That's selfish, dude. What? How? You can't get any better than undefeated, and then he's still complaining. You have too many. If you give it to AJ Brown, if you force feed the ball to AJ Brown or Smith or Barkley or whatever, then the other ones suffer. And instead of trying to have a good offense and a good team and winning, you're worried about feeding everybody's ego. It's bad. It's a bad combination.
Yeah, but
what does he remind you of from back in the day? T.O. and Donovan McNabb when they started having their issues. He wanted the ball.
But A.J. Brown has been like that all the time. And then when they do give the ball to A.J. Brown, he puts up big numbers, Joe. Number one. Number two.
But do they win?
But they've won last year. And when they were given the ball, the year they lost, they were giving the ball too much in the beginning. Remember, Byron, we were talking about that? And then they slowed down and now, but there's no reason. Why do you think that they're not given, because they should have lost that Dallas game. I mean, they won a couple games they should have lost. Why do you think that they're not running the ball with Barkley?
Because they got two guys that are, Lane Johnson has been hurt for a while. Dickerson's out, you know, this game. So, you know, those are two all-pro linemen right there. So that's the major part of it. They're just not having the same guys, you know, out there that they had all the success with last year, you know, running the ball when it's out there. And when you watch, like, Jalen throw the ball, he doesn't throw the ball sort of middle of the field a lot. He throws it, you know, outside the hash. Like, a lot of stuff he throws is outside the hash. He doesn't throw, like, you know, the middle. And if he does throw it, it's usually to the tight end who's wide open. So it's some of him, the offensive line. It's just they're not gelling right now.
Well, he had 6 carries against the Broncos, and they lost. He had 19 against the Bucks. He had 18. Like, you know, the thing is with Barkley, you got to give him the ball enough times because he's got that breakaway capabilities. He led the league in the longest scrimmage yards last year, right? I mean, you got to give him the ball. You got to give him the ball. I mean, at the end of the day, they're 4-1, so it's kind of hard to argue a team. But they lost against the Broncos, which, you know, which I was surprised because they were dominating that game, right? And then the game before that, weren't they losing by like 20-something points and they came back and won? So they're letting teams get ahead of them. And then Dallas, CeeDee Lamb dropping 3 passes. I mean, they're just, you know, you can't complain that they're 4-1, but at the end of the day, they're not a good 4-1. Is that a fair statement?
No.
Nope. It's not a fair statement?
Not a good 4-1. No, I'm saying not a good 4-1.
It's not a good 4-1. Like, they're not looking, you know, they're not looking like that. The Super Bowl game they played, that was probably the best I've seen them ever. Oh, my God. Almost threw an interception. The receiver wasn't even looking. Hey, lucky, lucky. He was talking to him. Yeah. So, hey, we'll see what happens. Hey, the Washington with Jaden Daniels coming back off injury and winning right off the bat, it's a pretty good sign for Washington.
Yep.
I mean, you know. Like I said, I picked Washington to win the conference only because I don't think someone's going to win it twice. But right now, that's not proven to be true. Right. Joe, what do you think about Washington?
I'm surprised, but I just hope Jaden Daniels isn't hurt too bad. I mean, he came back, which is good. But hopefully, I mean, that's the team's going to go as he goes. So if he gets hurt, they're in big trouble. But if he's OK, then they'll be OK.
Well, they're three and two, and they're right on the heels of the Eagles. And let me tell you, I thought the Eagles Broncos game, I thought it was over. Woo! He just threw a dart downfield, buddy. Who's this guy? Jackson Dart just threw a deep one, another one. That's just running. Who's the? Let me see. 89, Byron.
I don't know.
Let's see right now. Yeah. Oh my God, they play the Eagles again.
In like two weeks.
In 2 weeks. That's ridiculous.
That's weird.
They did that last time, but they did it at the end of the season.
Last year.
Yeah, but it was at the end of the season. Dallas Goedert. No.
Who?
And that's 88. I don't know what 89 is. This is Dallas something. No, it can't be.
Dallas Goedert is their tight end.
No, it's in the ooh, look at this.
There's the Eagles tight end.
He just had him home. No, yeah, that's on the wrong side. Giants, hold on. 84, 10. It doesn't have him here. Can't find it. All right, we'll figure it out. He had a guy wide open just now and missed him. I like this kid, Byron. I like Dart. I just like something about him. I didn't get that same feel with Jones. But I like this kid. You just see what happens. But, you know, we got to salvage this season somehow. And it's got to come from defense. I'd hate to put this on offense on the Scott. Look at this. He's run. Look at this. He's running in. He just ran it in. Byron just ran it in. Touchdown. This kid is something. We mean got a quarterback, Byron.
So just so you know, Jalen Carter is not playing the other defensive tackle. So, you know, that's why they might be a little weak up the middle. He's not playing. He's out tonight for the Eagles.
Look at this. He scored his taste. He just ran it in, bro. He's, let me tell you, I'd love to take this win. Wouldn't you, Byron? All
right. Man, I'm done with that, man. I'm on the fence right now, man. I'm done.
The Bengals. Okay. So, Bengals never called the Giants about trading for either Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston. That's interesting.
That's dumb. Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston would have been better than.
Yes.
Flacco.
Yeah, they would have been either one would have been better than Flacco. But I think the Bengals know they're screwed. They were just doing something to make their players happy. Because they gave up fifth or sixth round or something for Flacco. So they gave up almost nothing for him. So they're just because the quarterback they had, Browning, was so bad, they needed somebody else. So they're just throwing a bone to the other players.
But you're going to get Flacco. You just get him on Monday, and you're going to turn around and start him already. He's a starter.
Yeah.
what does that say? That's crazy.
What do you mean? Where did Flacco go?
Flacco got traded to the Bengals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But let me tell you, Shadur's moving up the chain. But look at Shadur could have been playing for Harbaugh at Ravens, and he didn't want to go there because he wanted to play behind Lamar Jackson.
I don't even know if Shadur is moving up the chain. I'll bet. I wonder if actually like Bailey Zappi or God forbid like Deshaun Watson or something like that, they might actually be the backup behind Dylan Gabriel. I don't think they like Sanders, especially after that immature crap he pulled a couple weeks ago.
What happened?
They asked him they asked him in the locker room about the situation, and he pretended not to speak. He was like moving his mouth but not making noises or something like that. Some real immature crap.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Something's wrong. I mean, because he dropped. Let me see where he's at. And they don't have the depth chart here. Starter. I'm trying to see the QB's depth chart. I don't want to see it. Running back. Here's QB. Dylan Gabriel. Oh, Shadur. Yeah, Shador's second, bro. But
we'll see.
Deshaun Watson is I think Deshaun Watson. He's out. I think
he's pretty much.
Yeah, he ain't playing this year.
Team, but
he's done.
We'll see.
Yeah, he's out. He's out. So Deshaun Watson's the third, but he's out. You got Dylan Gabriel is the starter, and you got Shadur as the second. That's interesting. All right, we'll see what the Giants are up 7-3, bro.
They got lucky.
Let's go. All right. Well, Joe, let's go into a few things. We talked about Washington. They're up. They're 3-2, so they're on the heels, right? Pittsburgh. And you got Dallas won against the Jets pretty bad. And then here, let me put this here. Cowboys 37, Jets 22. NFL fines Jerry Jones $250 for gesture towards fans at MetLife Stadium. What is this old man doing? I mean, he's that old to give gestures. That's pretty funny.
He was flipping off. He was giving the middle finger.
Really?
He gave the finger.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's Jerry Jones.
Because he's, yeah.
Yeah, but someone had to have really gotten to him.
I'm really worried he's not going to be able to pay that $250,000 fine. I don't know where Jerry Jones is going to find the money. I don't know. Probably got that. I don't know. I'll donate some money or something. Like, let's start a GoFundMe or something for the poor guy.
That's pocket change. Pocket change.
Not even pocket change. That's like a nickel to us.
That's like 25 cents to him, if not a nickel.
You know what I mean? You're at that level, Victor. So how does that feel?
Yes. I wouldn't have knee surgery and still working. Oh, Joe, I got arthroscopic. I got my leg wrapped up right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Byron's laughing at me because he says, he goes, and you're working, aren't you? I go, yep.
Wait, didn't you just have dental surgery like a couple weeks ago? Like, what is going on with you? You're a medical miracle.
I'm like the Giants. I'm breaking down. So here's what happens. I didn't realize this. You know, now you know our ages, right? So they're always making, you know, the metal when you had, you have your fillings and they're metal. Hmm. Oh, the cart. Ooh, we just got a sack. Who's that? We just got a sack, dude. Is that Carter? Who's zero?
Is that Carter? Who's zero?
That's Brian Burns.
That's Brian Burns. That's Byron's guy. Burns is balling. I don't know why I keep forgetting the guy's number. I gotta get better.
I told you they'd give him a game. When you
have metal fillings, I have metal fillings, and they start expanding. And what happens? I didn't know that. Yeah. So if you got metal fillings, you gotta be careful because they start expanding over time, and that started cracking the tooth. So that's what I had done, right? But then I got lucky, Byron. You know what? Ooh, we almost blocked the punt. I got really lucky because remember my back was hurting me, right? The sciatic. And a shout out to Miami Wellness, Dr. Peter Michael. He really helped me out. He gave me Byron, when you take the knee, you take the fluid out, right? He took the fluid out of it. He took the fluid out of my knee again, and then he gave me some shots for my back, which is feeling a little better. It's not really good. So I got lucky, Joe, because I would have went into this surgery having my left knee and my back hurting. Right now, it's just my right knee. So I've been needing to do this for a long time anyways. The tooth was just a byproduct of something happening. But the knees and stuff, it's been years. Everyone's been on my case about doing something about it, right? It's just got to the point that I had no choice. But I'm hurting a little bit. But let me tell you, man, it's not this stuff happening that when you get older is not as easy as it was when you're younger. I get my stitches out Tuesday and I get on a flight Tuesday night.
Who you tell it?
Yeah. So let's hope I'm done with all those pieces. So we got this is the Cowboys, Jerry Jones fines. We got the Commanders 27, the Chargers 10. I'm telling you, the Chargers aren't looking too good. They lost two NFC East teams. This game, I was surprised. The Eagles were winning heavily in this game. Let me tell you, this kid's throwing the ball around on these guys like darts, man. All right, let's talk about this, Joe. All right, before we get into this, let me go into a commercial brought to you by Venture Global. If your company's looking to expand worldwide, bring it to Venture Global.
Borders? Optional. Complexity? Handled. Growth? Endless. The future of work is global. Introducing Venture Global, your all-in-one solution to find, hire, and pay talent around the world. Finding you the talent you need in the countries you're expanding into. Managing your employees across the globe, from contractors to EOR, all compliantly. And paying them on time in their currency with ease through a global HRIS platform. With Venture Global, we make international expansion feel local. Venture Global, built for borderless business.
All right, thank you, Venture Global. All righty, guys, 3-1 Chargers. Joe, you must be feeling pretty good there. We just scored it again, is... Byron.
What? Oh, my goodness.
We scored again, Byron.
14-3?
We scored again, Byron.
Maybe I was right.
They did the same. Same thing last week.
At least you're on the fence, right? So which side are you falling on the fence right now?
I don't know.
Oh man,
the kid's looking good.
A nice play.
Yeah, let me tell you, this kid's tough, man. He's tough, and he slides, Byron. Hey. All right, let's get into Pittsburgh. Come on, man, we got you on the show, Pittsburgh 3-1. You know I'm happy about that.
Okay, right. So
keep going. Tell me what's happening in the town. Is Aaron Rodgers doing what he's supposed to be doing? Talk to me.
Aaron Rodgers is doing what he's supposed to be doing, and nobody's talking about it. Everybody wanted to criticize him when before the season and stuff. He is doing just fine. He is, I think, he's like third in the league in touchdown passes and stuff like that. So he's doing fine. The defense is getting better. They're 3-1, but the big thing is the rest of the division fell apart. The Ravens were supposed to win it, and they're in last place. They're 1-4, and Lamar Jackson is hurt. They might not even make the playoffs. We knew the Browns would suck, so that's no surprise. And then the Bengals lost Joe Burrow. So really, the Steelers are in the driver's seat to win the AFC North, and nobody saw that coming before the season.
Hey, take it, though. I mean, you've been wanting it for a while. You know, Rodgers is doing his part. You know, we've been talking about you have the highest paid defense and you don't look too good. You're still not playing at the defense you paid for. Okay?
Correct.
I think there's more defense in that Steeler D than there should be, right? TJ Watt's having a little bit better games. Right, but we need that defense has to step it up. Remember what Aaron Rodgers' record is holding teams under 20 points. He's like 80 something and like 5. You know what I mean? So I mean, all he needs is be on a good team. Byron, what do you think is happening over there? Because I know you're not a big Aaron Rodgers fan.
I know. This is the only thing I want to know: is he going to retire at the end of this year, or he's going to keep going?
That's the big question. That's the big question. I mean, the whole reason he even played this year is because things went so bad with the Jets that he wanted to rehabilitate his image. So he's doing that, and we'll see how the season goes. But let's say they win the division. Let's say they host a playoff game. Let's say they win a playoff game. Let's say, and then the next game, they come close to winning or something like that. And they end the season on a high note. He might consider coming back. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. Or maybe this was just a 1-year thing. I don't know. But you know, if he leaves, if the season ends on a high note, maybe he'll come back.
As of 2022, Rodgers is 80-2 when defense is held under 20 points. Bruce Harper, how you doing? Welcome to the Jersey Boy Sports Staff. Okay. Do you feel the Giants were smart to let Saquon go? Hell no. That was stupid. No. So, Bruce, no. I think it was a bad move for letting him go, number one. Number two, will you please say what the NFL does with the money it gets from fines that they charge? Byron?
I don't have a clue. Maybe they donate it to different
organizations. I think it goes to a charity.
I think, yeah.
All right, we got to find that out. That's a good question. What the end of those when it, the fines it charges, it also could go to revenue. It's probably revenue, right? I don't know. Do you think
there? No, it's actually a 50-50 split between the Professional Athletes Foundation and the NFL Foundation. So it does go to charity. It goes to two different charities.
Hey, Bruce, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. So now we know fines charged by the NFL goes to charity, and the two charities are Joe.
It's called the Professional Athletes Foundation. That's one of them. And the NFL Foundation. The Players Athlete Foundation supports former players in need with financial assistance and health programs, while the NFL Foundation funds initiatives to improve the health, safety, and wellness of athletes across all levels of football, including youth leagues.
That's a great question, Bruce. Thank you. And thank you. He also says he hopes I feel better. So do I. Just so you know, Byron, I'm like on an hour sleep and I feel okay. I have no idea why. I couldn't sleep at all last night. Don't know. Oh my God. A.J. Brown just caught an incredible pass. This is why you throw him the ball, Joe.
Yeah.
This is why you force it to him. Because I don't know if you're watching it. He's running a fly pattern. And he just, look at it, stop and go. And he just outruns. And the guy's all over him and still makes the catch. I mean, the defensive player was all over him. Uh-oh. And speaking of Barkley, I can get going. All righty. So, Joe, what do you think is wrong with the defense? Why do you think, you know, when I say wrong, you guys are playing better, but you're not that, like, you're not $172 million defense.
The problem is they almost half the defense is new from last year to this year. Mm-hmm. And it took them a while to gel. Also, they had injuries. They're not at their full strength. One of the biggest injuries they had, their first round draft pick was Derek Harmon, which is a defensive lineman, and their big weakness is the defensive line. So you address it by getting a first round draft pick who is supposed to help with the defensive line, and he wasn't there. So it was a weakness was even weaker. Well, he's back now, and the defensive line is playing better, and they're getting to know each other better, and they're getting a little bit healthier. So, I think the biggest thing was they weren't gelling together because everybody was so new.
Oh. Well, the Giants are starting to play Giants football right now. They're rushing four rushers on Jalen Hurts, and he's like sitting back there having a nice tea, checking out, and then he finally finds a guy open middle of the field. So I don't understand the defensive mindset.
Speaking about
when Bruce Burns just had a sack, yeah.
Saquon has like a documentary or something that's coming out, yes, about the whole situation with the Giants, everything, and it's gonna be some of the stuff that's come out is kind of interesting. And Daniel Jones also has something to say about his time in New York. So yeah, it's all the dirt is coming out now.
Saquon Barkley documentary reveals John Mara denied his trade request, his Giant trade request. So think about it. Remember why I'm so upset with them. Byron, how does it work? If they give him the trade request, we would have gotten something in return.
Something.
Right? Yep. Something. Like something more. And what did we get since we denied it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero. Nada. Zilch.
Ungats.
Ungats. I can't say that because it's PG. Nobody knows what that means. But ungats, Joey.
I know what it got. Means.
Ungats.
Ungats we got. We got Tommy Cutlets. Ungats for Saquon. What did we get for Daniel Jones? Ungats.
Ungats.
Nothing.
Nada. Fin. Finito. Nada. Okay, so between those two players is ridiculous. And Daniel Jones is like, listen to me, Daniel Jones is one play away from being undefeated. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Because you start with that receiver did, right?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, that was why do players do that? Just carry the ball into the end zone for goodness sake.
Players don't do that, receivers do that. I don't remember ever seeing any other type of player doing that other than a receiver. You, Byron?
Nope, never.
Maybe a Deion Sanders or defensive back, yeah, right? But very few. Who?
Yeah, we did. Leon Lett in the Super Bowl when he was running down there for the score, and Don Beebe, I think, ran down the field and hit the ball out of his hand when he crossed the goal line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that was a big lineman. That was Leon Lett.
Yeah, but you know, but was he sticking the ball out or he got the ball knocked out of his hands?
He was holding it out. He was holding it out. The guy just ran up behind him and like boop and smacked it out of his hand.
Yeah.
Well, touchdown, Eagles. Yeah.
One guy. Right? One guy, but most of the time it's a receiver. And it happened again last weekend. Who was it? It was one of the teams. They punched the ball out of his hands.
Arizona. And they lost the game because of that.
It was in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then the coach had to apologize to the player because he got all up on top of the player, a little aggressive.
Goodness. Why did he have to apologize?
He yelled at me.
He yelled at
my goodness.
The team fined him $100,000 for that.
the team fined the coach for yelling at a player for not holding the ball when you run into the end zone and you lost the game.
He cost the team the game and they yell at the coach. What's that tell you about this day and age?
Arizona's messed up.
The world is messed up.
That is crazy. All right. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room then, since we're getting into some crazy stuff. Well, hold on. Let's get into Joey's stuff here. Your only loss was to Seattle, Sam Darnold. That's kind of funny, right? Wasn't Sam Darnold the number one pick for the Jets?
Jets.
Yeah.
Then you got Aaron Rodgers, just, you know, kind of where the circle tree. Hey, he's playing pretty decent, let me tell you. You know, he's not playing bad, right? And then
the Steelers are 3-1, but they barely beat the Jets. They barely beat New England. And they also barely beat the Vikings. They could easily be 0-4, but they're lucky to be where they're at. I mean, they got beat by the Seahawks really bad. But yeah, they're kind of lucky to be where they're at. But you know, when in the first month of the season, you're still getting to you know, you're not a fully formed team yet. So hopefully, all that stuff is behind them.
Do we think the Ravens are done? Ravens now 1-4 after the loss to Texas. Lamar out for another week.
Yeah, stick a fork in them. Finish. They're not playing Raven defense. The defense is the biggest problem. The defense is terrible. Terrible. Exactly. And they got the all-pro safety back there, you know, Hamilton. You know, they got a top – I forgot the guy. The defensive end is pretty good. A linebacker. They're stacked. But for some reason, they just – they're bad. They're bad on defense.
They got a lot of injuries. And that's the thing. They were one of the healthiest teams last year. And when that happens, when you have a lot, when you have no injuries one year, you're going to get a whole bunch of injuries the next year. And
look at Detroit. What's happened? Detroit had nobody had more injuries on defense than Detroit.
Right.
And so, you know, what's their, and they're still winning. You know, so
a really good team.
I just think that I go back to Joe. We brought this up, I think, a couple weeks ago. We go back to that. Because they got Lamar Jackson, the team has changed its identity from a defensive-oriented team to an offensive-oriented team, and they haven't won playing that way.
And he's making like $50 million a year. So they can't get other good players because they're paying him so much.
But every team is paying $50 million now for quarterback. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not just them, right? I mean, Dallas is up there. I mean, they're all up there. Brock Purdy's getting paid. I mean, so, you know, so I don't know. What do we think about? Let me tell you something. I'm happy for Byron. I'm happy for him. Now you said that Daniel Jones is coming out with a documentary too, or he just happened to be in one?
No, he just said something about, you know, his time, you know, with the Giants, you know, as far as, you know, maybe that it was a little bit too big, you know, because, you know, the New York area, you know, just the way, you know, he was treated, you know, little things he said.
Well, you know,
he didn't go all in the way he could.
Yeah, New York's a tough place to play. That's why Dart's personality fits New York. You understand what I'm saying? Look at this. He almost fumbled the ball because he's doing it. But Jackson Dart's personality fits New York's. Remember, Joey, we were talking about the bravado. Like, he kind of has that. Like, he can handle that. You know what I mean? And the Giants are one in something. He scores a touchdown and he's dancing. But he almost fumbled the ball.
That is definitely a thing. Because some people cannot handle New York, the pressure. I remember certain baseball players that just could not handle it. Yeah, you need to be a special type of person to deal with. Just being an NFL athlete is hard enough. Being in New York is a lot harder. Yeah, it takes a special kind of person to deal with all that. So maybe Dart is equipped for that. And Daniel Jones.
I can see Daniel Jones being the comeback player of the year because of, you know, the things he went through, you know, as far as getting released to the Giants, and he went to Minnesota, and then he's doing well now. Comeback player of the year? Yeah. MVP? No. That's
you know who else they're talking about MVP?
He's got
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield's up there. He's got six touchdowns to two interceptions. He's got 105 passer rating.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's playing pretty good. And you're saying Baker Mayfield's winning in biggest moments, though. The thing about Baker, though, he's a wild card. Like, you know what I mean? He's a hard guy to figure out when he's going to be when he's going to, like, just something's going to happen. He's going to throw something bad. You understand?
He's a bit of a hothead.
Yeah. He's a gunslinger. Look at it. He's got 10 touchdowns to one interception. He's got 12, almost 1,300 yards. He's got a 66% completion rate, 104 passer rating. And then Daniel Jones has got 1,300 yards with a 105 passer rating and a 71%. So he's ahead of – if you're saying Baker Mayfield, then you got to put Daniel Jones in the same conversation, Byron. Why wouldn't you say MVP? Who's playing better than him?
Yeah.
Than those two guys. He's playing better than those two guys.
Okay. Here, let's put it this way. Daniel Jones is playing in Indianapolis. There's not a big media, market. And I just think, even he can play as well as he wants to, but because of the area that he's in, he's not going to get the love that he should get, with the writers. And they're going to look at, his past and whatever else. But, if he deserves it, that's fine. If he doesn't get it, I can see him being comeback player of the year.
I can see comeback player of the year for sure. I could see MVP if he takes them, through around the playoffs.
No, he has to go deep in the playoffs. Deep.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Well, when's the MVP voted on? Beforehand or afterwards?
Not after the Super Bowl. It's after the season's over. I think it's right before the Super Bowl.
Is it real? Okay. Because I remember they used to complain about, picking the MVP and then he doesn't go far into the playoffs, right? He's up there. I mean, who else is playing? Most of the quarterbacks are out. Patrick Mahomes isn't playing that well. Justin Herbert's been having a tough time. They're 2-2. Sam Darnold's up there. I guess he's Sam Darnold's stats. I'm just trying to think. There's no, remember how much we used to talk about how many quarterbacks are playing well? There doesn't seem like they're playing that well this year. Who's on fire? I mean, Jordan Love is not even playing that well. Oh, man, look at Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's got 9 touchdowns, 3. He's got 114 passer rating, 73%. Sam Darnold's up there.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing ball. What's Seattle's record? Let me see.
Seattle's doing, I think they're 3-1 or something, or 3-4-1.
Yeah. Sam Darnold's playing pretty good. I mean, these are all names. Think about the names we're mentioning. Baker Mayfield, obviously, we know, but Baker Mayfield, your wild card. We're mentioning Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones. Great.
And you want to criticize the Giants, why didn't they see what they had in Daniel Jones or something? Like, look at Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's been with two or three or four teams. Sam Darnold's been with two or three or four teams. So it's like, you never know with a quarterback when they're going to be good.
It's coaching, it's the area. It's like you said, New York is a tough place to play. You know what I mean? You have to have a little bit of that moxie or you have to win, right? Like Eli had that temperament to handle that, right? He was bred for that. But, and if you saw Strahan's Hall of Fame speech, he was, telling how he would pump everybody up, yell at everybody, this and that, until he got to Eli Manning. They were like, you good? He would calm down. He goes, Eli would have, he had no emotion. He goes, but when he got on the field, he, all his potential came out. You know what I mean?
But look at the two quarterbacks that got magic dust sprayed on them. Daniel Jones and who else? Sam Darnold, when they both went to Minnesota. So that says a lot about the head coach with them. That they changed these guys' careers. Both of them.
He's a genius. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I wanted to see Sam Darnold play. A little bit with Minnesota because that's a high potent offense. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something. Jonathan Taylor, he's an incredible running back. I mean, they got a balanced attack. The Indianapolis, I think they're going to be a sleeper. You got to be careful with those guys.
Yep.
And you know, who they have on the offensive line? A Jersey guy, Quentin Nelson from New Jersey. Always got to throw in a Jersey guy.
Yeah, I know he's those ones. Oh. All right. So what we got, Joe? We got a few minutes left. Let's talk about the big elephant in the room. All right, because I want to see what you guys take out. What is the deal with Bad Bunny playing for the Super Bowl? I'm a little confused with that. Why is that such a big issue? I don't understand. Do you know that Puerto Rico, when you're born in Puerto Rico, you're an American, right? I mean, like, you're American. You're more American than several generations of people from anywhere.
Why is that an issue? You two played the Super Bowl. They weren't U.S. citizens. There's like a dozen different acts that weren't U.S. citizens that played the Super Bowl halftime show. So yeah, I don't even know why that. Yeah, I mean, and he is American. So I don't know why that's. I mean,
they say because it's not only in Spanish, right?
Okay,
so they're singing in Spanish, right? Half the time people dance some music that they don't even know what the words are saying.
One of my favorite songs is the Macarena. I'm pretty good at the Macarena. I'm pretty sure that's all in Spanish.
Exactly. Right. And listen to me. You know, you had Snoop, 50 Cent, you know, playing in the Super Bowl. And, you know, I love those guys, but they weren't like model citizens when they were growing up. Byron, were they?
No.
If they can change their lives to play in the Super Bowl, and God bless them because they have, and they're blessing other people. So, you know, no shade, nothing bad on those guys. What's the problem? Because the guy's he's never got said anything, you know, bad. His music has gotten better because some of the stuff I didn't like before. I just wanted to see what you guys thought on that. I think it's ridiculous. They're making such a big thing about it. And he's like the first Puerto Rican to perform in the Super Bowl.
You know what the big problem is? You know what the problem is? Okay, they're making it like a political thing. That's my opinion. This is my opinion only. And the NFL owners have to sign off on this. You don't think they knew beforehand this came out that they were going to put this guy. So if they had a chance to say no, the NFL owners could have said no, but they didn't.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know why. Oh, the NFL. No. The NFL owners, they probably sat in a Zoom or whatever and said, you know what? They probably didn't even know who the guy was. Yeah, he's good.
Exactly. They care about what's going to bring fans. He's going to sell out. He's going to bring fans. I mean, it is what it is. It's the hottest guys of the year. And you know who? I didn't realize that Jay-Z, I thought only Jay-Z did the one Super Bowl. Jay-Z has been producing a halftime show for like several years. Do you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
For the last several years, Jay-Z is the guy producing the show. And, you know, JD didn't live a model citizen life before he came. I mean, he's not called Hova for a reason. Okay, so.
What is the NFL trying to do? The NFL is trying to reach
international,
a bigger audience. They're already in Ireland, England, you know, London, wherever it is, London.
They played in Spain.
Mexico. And uh-huh. This guy, Bad Bunny, what is it? He's one of the biggest stars in the world. So what do you think they're going to bring in? You know, they're going to bring in more Latin, you know, fans. That's all this is about. It's about money.
It is. Well, you know, there's 28 Spanish-speaking countries. Did you know that, Joe?
I did not know that. But
Spanish-speaking countries. That's a lot of people.
Millions.
Well, look at what they're doing. The Steelers played in Ireland 2 weeks ago. The Vikings and the Browns played in England last week. They're playing in England. There's NFL games in England. They're going to play in Germany, Mexico, all over the world. The NFL is trying to expand their reach all over the world. So, yeah, get one of the hottest acts in the world. Personally, I don't know one Bad Bunny song, but still, I respect his talent. But yeah, this is
I don't either.
The median age of an NFL viewer is 55 years old. So an NFL person that watches the NFL is old. They want to get the younger viewers, and this is how you do that.
Yep.
Or the other thing, if you don't like his music, here, do this. Turn the volume down. Turn it off. And then go do whatever you're going to do.
You know what plays at the same time? The Puppy Bowl. Go watch the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, there you go. Even better.
Exactly. I just wanted to bring that out there for our listeners, because everyone's got different opinions on it. They're saying they're going to have ice outside of the. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's a Super Bowl. It's entertainment. That's it. Take it for what it is. It's entertainment, right? You're gonna dance to the rhythm of the music. Whether you understand the words or not, you dance to the rhythm. You don't dance to the words. You dance to the rhythm of the music, to the beat. Exactly. Yeah, Joe, do the robot. The robot, Joey. All righty. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles are about to score again. I think there's a fumble, so we may got lucky, but I don't think so because Jalen Hurts looks pretty happy. Yep. So much for that hot start. And we must have missed
it. Not over yet.
Yeah. Well, they look good for the first half. All righty. Well, Joey, what's going on in Pittsburgh? What's on the boots on the ground? They say in there. Are they,
things concerned are
still, playoff issues, that whole gambit?
It was just a surprise that the rest of the division is falling apart. The Bengals are falling apart. The Ravens are just, even if Lamar Jackson comes back, they're not looking good. And the Browns, we knew they were going to suck. So if the Steelers can just stay this course and just stay steady, they could win the division and then host a playoff game and maybe do something in the playoffs. So it's very optimistic right now in Pittsburgh.
I truly think that you guys can win a playoff game, at least one.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's what your team is looking for. You don't want one and done.
Right. And well, that's a big thing is because they haven't won a playoff game in like 8 years. So they need that's the goal is at least win one playoff game just so people can stop screaming at Tomlin because they're so mad at him for not winning a playoff game. So, but once you make the playoffs, anything can happen. I mean, look at the Chiefs. They're not doing so great. It's like, oh, you can't beat Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Well, half of those guys are hurt. So you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens there. Well, first and goal, they got four downs for the push tush. We'll go from there. All right, Joey, tell us a little bit about how our fans can listen to more Pittsburgh talk and how they can hear your show when it's at.
Donut Bag Podcast, Monday nights at 8 o'clock. All about the Steelers. Also talk a little hockey.
Oh, really? Okay, hockey. So Monday night, 8 o'clock, the Donut Bag, right? All right. Yep. The link will be below, so smash below. If you like what you're hearing, please smash the like button, leave us a review, leave a comment. I'd like to say thank Bruce Harper for joining the show and giving a shout-out, and thanks for asking about my knee. Hopefully I'll sleep tonight. Everything is good. So it's getting a little cold over there, huh? How's the weather in Pittsburgh?
It is a little chilly. It's actually you're complaining about 48 degrees. Down here it's going to get down to 38 degrees tonight.
Woo-wee. Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Let me see my weather.
Oh, man.
We're 38. You're 83.
It's starting to get a little chilly, man. It's dropping down to 78, maybe 77.
Oh, no.
It's going to get as cold as 77. It's going to get as cold as 77 by 11 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you put a hoodie on.
I got to put my hoodie on. I'm going to grab it right now. I'll get my hoodie. But it's raining like every day, though. Like cats. Like where I live downtown Fort Lauderdale, they're trying to fix it. I mean, rivers are overflowing. I mean, I don't understand. They're building so much. The sewer system, they got to figure that out because it's crazy. Oh, they just scored. Barkley. That's a rubbing their face for Mara. Okay. All right, gentlemen. Again, thank you again for joining the show. God bless. Have a great weekend. Wish me luck on this recovery. We will see you guys next week. Good luck. And watch the rest of this game. It looks pretty good. All right, gentlemen. Have a good night. Peace.